Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Years ago, this is actually the first, some of the first ministry I ever did. Before I went to Bible school, before I knew very much about the Word, I believed in healing. And I got the understanding that you could, by faith, you could receive your healing and stand against sickness. I didn't know much, but I knew a little bit of that. And a lady in our church, her name was Sister Luna Kay. And she was a mother in the church. Anybody know what I mean by that? A woman greatly loved of God, a real pillar in the church, great prayer, full of the Word. People enjoyed her testimony about as much as hearing the pastor preach. I mean, she was anointed. She'd get up and start telling about the goodness of God, and the anointing would come on her. She's anointed and full of the Word. Well, she was diagnosed with cancer. And just went from bad to worse. And eventually she's just bedfast in the hospital. And where I worked was only about, just 3 or 4 miles from the hospital where she was at. Well, I got her on my heart and began to pray for her. And so I'd go by every day after work and see her, visit her. And she knew me. Of course, I was just like one of her kids almost, just be growing up in the church and around there. And she'd talk to me like a kid or a grandkid. And that was kind of a challenge because she wasn't taking me seriously enough at first. And this is how I learned some of the things I know now. I'd share some of the Word with her about healing, and it just didn't seem to connect. It was good, but she didn't get it for some way or another. I tried to tell her she was redeemed from the curse of the law, and it just kind of went right over her head. She's like, well, honey, just whatever the Lord's will is, you know. And I couldn't get her to agree with me that God wanted her to be healed. Until day after day, I just kept going. Everybody say, don't quit. See, just stay after it. You know, this particular thing didn't work. Well, say, Lord, show me what does work. Amen. Show me what they'll hook up with. Amen. And I talked about, by His stripes we were healed. Somewhere or another, that didn't do anything for her. She just said, well, now, honey, we just have to submit to the will of God. And she was believing that maybe this cancer was the will of God. Well, if you believe in that, you're not going to be healed.
That's right.
Amen. Impossible for you to have faith to be healed and you thinking it might be God's will for you to have the cancer.
Right.
Cannot, impossible to have faith like that. So I just kept visiting her. Every day after work, I'd get off work, go to the hospital, sit by her bedside, read her some scripture. We'd talk about some things and praise God eventually. Of course, she's in bad shape, you understand, tubes everywhere. She'd go to sleep on me part of the time. But one day, I got to Psalm 91.
Hallelujah.
And in the it's the 16th verse or so, it said, with long life, I'll satisfy them, show them my salvation. And I started talking to her about living a long time. And then I started talking about, finishing all you're supposed to do on the earth. And I said, Sister Luna Kay, I said, would you like to get back in the church and be able to attend and be in the services? She said, oh, yeah. Yeah. I said, well, we need you. Us young folk, we're barely getting started here. And of course, I was, especially at that time, we're talking 25 years ago, And I said, you've been walking with God for, 65, 70 years here? And just about time you've learned some things about God, you're going to leave before you share it with us? She looked at me. She thought. I said, we need you to stay a while.
Amen.
She said, you do? I said, do you feel like that you've done everything you're supposed to do? You think there's some other things you could do and help the church and the community? She said, well, I do have a couple of things I'd like to do.
Amen.
And I saw it. Oh, yeah. I'm getting some response here now. So when you see that, well, then what do you do? Jump on it with all four. I mean, then Then I read it again. I said, yeah, let's read it again. Psalm 91, with long life, he'll satisfy me. I said, are you satisfied? Are you really completely satisfied that you've done everything in this life? And you can say, yep, I'm through. I've done everything the Lord's called me to do and dealt with me about doing. I know I'm totally through. She said, well, no, I don't know. There's some other thing. I said, we need you in the church. I said, you're a pillar in there. We miss you when you're not there. And us young folks need to know what you know about walking with God. Well, she sparked up. She raised herself up in the bed. She said, it does say that. And I said, yeah. It says it right here. Oh, man, I'm on it now. I picked it up. I said, it's right here. I said, where's your Bible at? She said, remember reading out of your Bible. I read it out. It just reads the same. With long life, he will satisfy. Are you satisfied? She said, well, not quite. I said, well, then we got to get out of here then.
Amen.
And finish this up and get satisfied.
Hallelujah.
You know the Lord's my witness. Phyllis knows it too. I mean, it was just a matter of days.
Hallelujah.
She was out of the hospital, went back home. Matter of another couple of days, she's standing up in the church.
Hallelujah.
Testifying.
Hallelujah.
Testifying.
Hallelujah.
Glory to nothing short of a miracle. She's saying, I don't feel like I'm quite through. And I said, no, you're not. You're not through. Just got better and stronger. And she went, I don't know, how long did she go that way? A couple of years or something or longer? And then next thing I knew, I heard she's back in the hospital. And I went up there. It's just totally a miracle. The doctors were just shaking their head. But now she's back in the hospital. I went back and talked to her. She said, well, now, honey, you know, we just want the Lord's will to be done. See, she never really got that out of her. And so it was an open door for the problem to come back. But, you know, with the same verse, I just went right straight to it this time. I said, now, Sister Luna Kay, we talked about this last time. I said, do you feel like you're completely through? You've done everything you need to do and you're satisfied? She said, well, pretty much. I said, well, now, you're not that old. Well, she's in her late 70s at that time. I said, you're not that old. I said, we could sure use you around the church a while longer. I said, you know, I know you ain't shared with me everything you know about God. Are you sure you're satisfied? Well, and within a week's time, she was back out of the hospital. They thought, sure, she's dead that time. And back within another week, she's back up in the church, standing up, giving her testimony, and lived for, I don't know, several years. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. And we left at that point. We were going in Bible school and that kind of thing. But I've seen it. See, people have a lot to do with how and when they die. A lot more than other folk think for. You can leave early, or you can stay and fight and finish what you're supposed to do. Amen? Now, you know, people that leave early, there's a few I know of right now. And I know they just quit. They gave up and they quit and they died. I love them. They're one of my best friends. They're in heaven right now. But when I get to heaven, we're going to shout and we're going to enjoy each other's mansion. But when I'm sitting out on their porch, at some point I'm going to look at them and say, hey, what's the idea of leaving early like you did? We had enough to do without taking on your job too. You can stay and fight.
Amen.
And I don't know how come me to say all that, but I did. Are you back in Hebrews 10? Hadn't even got to my reviewing yet. Verse 38. The just shall live how?
By faith.
And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't draw back. Don't draw in. Don't quit. Don't cast your confidence away. Step out. Push on. Push forward. Stay with it. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And he goes on into talking about faith. What faith is, how faith operates, how faith talks, acts, responds, receives, resists. And he gives us the definition of faith in verse 1, but don't stop there. He gives us living example after example after example of what that means. Amen. How it's lived out and walked out. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We said if it's faith, if you're in faith about it, it's not seen and it's not yet. You're not experiencing it yet. You don't feel it. You don't see it and hear it and touch it yet. And it, you know, not yet, not seen. People say it all the time. I heard it on a commercial the other day. Seeing is believing. Nothing could be further from the truth. Amen. Seeing is not believing. Seeing's got nothing to do with believing. If you're seeing it, you're not believing it. You're seeing it. People say, well, so, you know, when I see it, I'll believe it. Be too late to believe it. Amen. You can only believe it when you don't see it. Amen. Now, if you don't understand that, don't throw that away. Stay on it till you get it, because it's a key to your understanding. If you know something about faith, then you understand what I'm talking about. If you don't, you think, well, I heard people say this. How can I believe something that I can't see and feel? That's the only way you could believe it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's when you don't see it and feel it. When you look and feel healed, you're not believing you're healed.
Right.
You believe you're healed while you still look sick.
Amen.
And feel sick.
Amen.
You're not believing the bill's paid when the money's in the bank and you've wrote the check.
Amen.
No, you're believing when there's no money there and you don't know where it could come from. But you're saying, I call that bill paid. I believe I receive money to pay all the bills.
Yes.
Amen.
Believing is what you do when you don't feel it. When you don't see it, it hasn't happened in this physical realm yet. He goes on giving us examples. By it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. Friday by Friday, we've taken these individual verses and individual examples, and we've talked about what faith is. Faith obtains the good report. Faith is how you please God. Faith-filled words frame your world and create. You can change and shape your future with faith-filled words. And Enoch walked with God by faith, pleased God by faith. Noah prepared by faith. We said faith is a preparer. Faith gets ready. Verse 8, Abraham obeyed God and went out. Faith obeys God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.